following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury. Your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Laughrup Forest Products. For more than six generations, Laughrup Forest Products have been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts. This is Middlebury College Hockey on a One Credit Union Panthers radio network. This afternoon, the Middlebury Panthers taking on the Tufts Jumbos in NESCAC action. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Hardy, good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. Brett Luthner here in Malden, Massachusetts. The Panthers in the second of the usual road trip to Connecticut College and Tufts. Last night, they were in New London, Connecticut to take on the Camels in what was going to be a crucial matchup if there was any hope of a playoff spot. Unfortunately for the Panthers, did not get off to the good start that they would hope for. 6 minutes and 34 seconds into the third period, Connecticut College would strike first through Matt Gates. Behind the Connecticut College goal, the Camels try to come out to center. They don't have possession, but do get to the neutral zone. Now a turnover in the neutral zone. Moreau in. Shot, pass, save, rebound, score! Moreau took the initial shot. Was on that inside pad, and Matt Gates cleans up the mess in front. Klein did well to turn aside the initial shot, but couldn't get across for that rebound. With 13:26 to go in the first, the Camels lead 1-0. And it was your typical shoot at that inside pad, which often works when you're coming in a even strength attack, so to speak, a 2-on-2, 3-on-3, and whatnot. It ends up being the first collegiate goal for Matt Gates, assisted by Jacob Moreau. And it came at 6:34. It'd be 1-0 Camels after one period of play. On to the second, the game would go. Still 1-0, but then a peculiar decision by the officials. It was a puck covered in the Camels' crease. Avery Gabo covered up the puck, and then there was some pushing and shoving, but it didn't look like anything too untoward afterwards. The officials, however, decided to bring the faceoff out to the neutral zone, whether they were deeming that a defenseman came in to join a scrum, which would put it out of the zone or not. That's the only explanation that we could come up with. But either way, the puck comes out to the neutral zone for a faceoff. Connecticut College would go down into the Middlebury zone, get a stoppage of play, and off that stoppage would make it 2-0. The referee said, for some reason, the faceoff would come out to the neutral zone. Connecticut College won it. In front, score! Right on the doorstep, Brian Belisle slams it home. And so that decision does come to roost for the Camels. 8:05 to go in the second. 2-0 Camels. For Brian Belial, who was on that doorstep, it's his 10th goal of the season. Joe Giordano, the lone assist, came at 11:55. It made it 2-0 Connecticut College. The lead would expand to 3-0 a mere 13 seconds later off of traffic in front. Moreau would be the beneficiary. 7:59 to go in the second, 2-0 Camels. To the point, a blast score! It's 3-0 Connecticut College, a slap shot from the right point through a screen, found its way through. Not sure if it was tipped in front, but now it's 3-0 Camels. It was tipped in front. Jacob Moreau, the man who tipped in his fourth of the season, the guy who shot it from the point, Mason Evans, got the lone assist. That came at 12:08, so 13 seconds later, it was 3-0 Camels. That's the way the second period would end. The revised shot totals after two were 31-10 in favor of Connecticut College. It was just a one-sided affair, 12-3 after the first, and another 19 in the second to 7 for Middlebury. So 31-10 shot advantage for Connecticut College as they went to the third period of play, when Middlebury would get one back on the score sheet, and it would come early in the first period. Within the first 2 minutes, Travis Stevens gets on the board for the Panthers. Here's Stevens. Stevens hit over the line. Sends around the net, around the boards. Goes to the far side. Mowry picks it up. Couldn't get it out of his own shot. Same make up on a rebound. Score! Travis Stevens on the doorstep. Picked up the loose puck. 1:55 into the third. The Panthers on the board. They trail 3-1. Remarkably, the first goal of the season, I should say, for Travis Stevens, assisted by Brett Dineen, and the secondary assist actually goes to Connor Lloyd, and the time of the goal was 1:55, making it 3-1. But the Panthers, despite getting 10 shots, matching their first two periods, they got 10 shots on in the third period, but couldn't get another one past Avery Gabo. And so Connecticut College wins the game by a final score of 3-1. The shot totals in the third, 10-9 Panthers, but for the game, 40-20 in favor of Connecticut College, utilizing the first two periods to get themselves the 3-0 victory over Middlebury and setting everything up for this afternoon. Connecticut College hosting Williams down in New London, and Middlebury coming up here to Malden, Massachusetts to take on the Tufts Jumbos. When we return here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, we'll talk about this afternoon's game between Middlebury and Tufts here from the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lather Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lather Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Foster Motors in Middlebury is kicking off 2017 with a Start Something New event. Foster Motors has less than 15 2016 models left, and they're making deals until they're all gone. Looking for more adventure in 2017? A new Jeep is the answer. Get huge rebates and discounts on all 2017 Jeeps during January, including Cherokee, Compass, Renegade, and Grand Cherokees. And don't miss the winter special Go Mango Hellcat Challenger. Save almost $4,500 off MSRP this month. Start the year off right in a Ram truck with up to $10,000 off during January. Foster Motors, the only award for excellence dealer in Vermont. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com. That's fostermotors.com. And visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we can!
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at the Malden Valley Forum, as we're getting set for Middlebury and Tufts, the second of two regular season meetings between the two squads. Tufts took the earlier contest at Kenyon Arena by a final score of 5-3. The last time these two teams met in this building was last season, back on December 3rd of last year, when Middlebury won that game 3-2. December 5th, I should say, of last year, Middlebury won that game 3-2. And so the Panthers looking to replicate that going into this afternoon's contest against the Tufts Jumbos. When we look at the scoreboard from last night's games, of course, Middlebury lost to Connecticut College 3-1. Wesleyan and Amherst finished in a 2-2 tie. Hamilton and Trinity also finished tied at 2, and Tufts had the 2-0 lead early against Williams, but then dropped it. They had a 2-0 lead after 1, but dropped the game by a final score of 5-4. And what that now sets up for the standings here in the NESCAC. Sitting on top right now is Hamilton at 6-2-3. They're actually tied with Williams and Colby. Colby's played the one extra game. They're 6-3-3. Hamilton and Williams both 6-2-3. In fourth place is Amherst at 6-3-2. So 1 point separating the top four. And then just a point behind Amherst, tied for fifth, Trinity and Wesleyan. Trinity at 6-4-1. Wesleyan at 5-3-3. These Tufts Jumbos in the conference, 5-5-1. They're in seventh place. Bowdoin sits in eighth place at 4-8. They're not playing a conference game, nor is Colby, as everybody catches up with each other. And then Connecticut College at 2-7-2 with 6 points. Middlebury 1-10 in NESCAC play. They have 2 points on the season. So Middlebury 6 points out of a playoff spot with five conference games to go. A win this afternoon, will bring them back to 4 points behind Bowdoin. Everybody will be even on games. The last three weekends of the season, everybody in the NESCAC will be playing each other. And, of course, that would be Trinity and Wesleyan will be coming to Kenyon Arena next weekend, and the home-and-home with Williams before the Panthers finish with two on the road against Hamilton and Amherst. Every single game in the NESCAC is vital. Every 2 points, every point you can get is vital, and it is always hard-earned. Rarely do you see a blowout in NESCAC play, and might be something of similar nature here this afternoon. On that note, we had a chance to talk with head coach Neil Sinclair before this afternoon's contest against the Tufts Jumbos. Of course, Middlebury trying to get into the win column once again here against the Jumbos. Here's the thoughts of Coach Neil Sinclair heading into this afternoon's game. College overall. We're here with head coach Neil Sinclair ahead of this afternoon's game against Tufts. And Coach Sinclair, first of all, a couple guys again out from injury last night. Tough game against Connecticut College. Overall, though, how do you think the team played against the Camels?
Well, I think in terms of dealing with the adversity of some guys out with sickness and continued injuries, I thought we did okay. Some positive things happened because guys are playing in positions they're not used to playing in. I thought they responded pretty well to the whole thing. And so we're just, again, focused on trying to get better. And I thought at the end of the third period, they showed some real fire.
Seems to be every single third period this season, whether ahead or behind or tied, the team has shown a lot of grit and determination no matter who the opponent. Would that be a fair assessment?
No, I think they haven't quit. They've persevered through. The thing we're focusing on now is trying to get some of that desperation and urgency earlier in the game. So what you saw at Norwich, Plattsburgh, and Bowdoin is a more consistent effort through the rest of our games towards the end of the year.
Now, with 10 freshmen, 6 sophomores, is that part of the learning process and part of trusting the process?
I think obviously we've talked about all year that we're very young, and I think this group has had to face a bunch of ups and downs, and I think through it all they've stayed dialed in. They're buying into everything, and they're still trying to work pretty hard.
Going against Tufts today, a team that has had a little bit of a struggle as of late, are you expecting to get the typical top-notch effort out of the Jumbos and NESCAC play here today?
I think it's the NESCAC from top to bottom. There's no easy nights, and there's no easy nights in any of our for any of the games on our schedule. And so I think you'll expect Tufts to come out and play hard, and points are at stake for everybody, and they're jockeying for playoff position. And so we just have to go out and try to do our thing and try to keep on getting better.
All right, thanks a lot. Good luck today.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker. Start your year off right with a new deal at Denneker Chevrolet. Get a 2017 Cruze for just $192 a month with zero due at signing. A Malibu for $199 a month. An Equinox for $159 a month. A Traverse for $249 a month. Or an Impala for $279 a month. And we like our trucks in the North Country, so Denneker has a 2017 Silverado Double Cab for only $289 a month. We have 16s with finance rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months and rebates up to $3,000. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company in America for 2 years in a row, so take advantage of a great name and let us show you a great deal at Denneker Chevrolet. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Stop by and see our beautiful state-of-the-art dealership in Middlebury. Visit Denneker Chevrolet to start your year and find your Denneker deal on Route 7 South in Middlebury, in Vergennes, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
People are always asking the Lumina Estheticians this question. How many times a year should I have skincare treatment? The answer is a minimum of 4. That's why you can now purchase one of 2 Year of Great Skin packages. One package includes a combination of express derms or chemical peels along with LED light treatment for only $375. Or choose the step-up package that includes a full VI peel for just $525, saving you $225. These plans must be used within this calendar year. The Year of Great Skin packages now at Lumina in South Burlington.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at the Malden Valley Forum. There's some announcements going on the loudspeaker here. Middlebury and Tufts to get set to go in the second and final meeting in the regular season between the two squads here this afternoon, as the Panthers starting to come out of their locker room now and Tufts just waiting by their locker room door to step out onto the ice and get this game started. I want to give you an update on some of the other NESCAC scores. Williams is up on Connecticut College 2-1. They're about to start the second period in New London. That's 2-1. Williams leads just about to start the second period at Connecticut College. Wesleyan up 3-0 on Hamilton at the end of the first period. Probably the biggest surprise of any of the games thus far is that Hamilton's given up 3 goals. And they're down to Wesleyan 3-0. Wesleyan's gotten off to these hot starts before. to see if Hamilton can make the comeback. That's at the first intermission in Clinton. And then Amherst leading Trinity by a 1-0 score. That is early in the second period, about 6 minutes into the second period. Amherst has a 1-0 lead on Trinity in that game. As we also look for women's ice hockey scores, Hamilton at Middlebury, it's 1-0 Continentals. That's in the second period at Kenyon Arena, about 4.5 minutes into the second over there. On the basketball side, Middlebury men have a 20-point lead on Hamilton, 55-35 at halftime. So the men's basketball team getting it done. As the Panthers about ready to come out onto the ice. Tough Jumbos step out onto the ice. Get ready for the start of this game. One other score, women's basketball. Middlebury is at Hamilton, I should say, at halftime. Lady Panthers have a 5-point lead. Panthers now step out onto the ice as we will get ready to start. The Jumbos all lined up on the goal line. The Panthers will start to do the same here. But getting ready for this afternoon's contest, Middlebury and Tufts. Panthers will be skating from right to left in the navy blue uniforms. Tufts from Middlebury will be going left to right, I should say, in the navy blue uniforms. Tufts from right to left in the white jerseys. Here's the starting lineups. The left winger, sophomore from Oakville, Ontario, number 38, Camille Tkachuk. He's at left wing. Center from Montreal, Quebec, number 18, Vinny DeSanti, is at center. The right wing, a freshman from Clifton Park, New York, number 26, Mitch Allen. That's the forwards. The defenseman, Andrew Neary, number 5. He was out of the lineup last night, back in this afternoon. A senior from Milton, Massachusetts, number 5. And a freshman from Medford, Massachusetts, number 34, Frank Cosolino. And you hear in the background some of the fans here for him. And Stephen Klein in it, a junior from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, number 31. And by the way, it gives us a chance to tell you this has been the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Now here's the Jumbos lineup. The left winger is Macklin Sauden, a freshman wearing number 28. Macklin Sauden from Oldland, Connecticut. Patrick Lackey on the right side, number 14, a senior from Summit, New Jersey. Ross Delabure is at center. He's a freshman wearing number 18. Number 6 on defense is Jordan Haney. He's a freshman. And number 14 for Tufts. Well, we don't have number 14. Here will be number... We'll figure out the other rest of the lineup in a moment, but we're going to take a timeout when we return. Opening faceoff, this is Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7. South in Middlebury.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
National Anthem has been completed. We're getting set to go. Both teams huddle around their goals. Get ready. Middlebury College against Tufts here from the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts. After this, there'll be six regular season games to go for everyone in the NESCAC. In goal is Nick Nunes, number 27 for Tufts. Backing up is Ryan McConnell, number 31. Mason Poldy, number 1. Mason Poldy. Actually, I don't even see Poldy on the bench, so let's just be the two goalies. Poldy, of course, was lifted in each of his last two starts. And has not seen time since. Nunes getting the second straight start. We're underway here at the Malden Valley Forum. And Tufts has control. Jumbo's in the white jerseys, trimmed in maroon, as this is offside the blue line. Trimmed in light blue and maroon going from right to left. The Panthers going left to right in the navy blue, trimmed in white. And quickly a line change. Another signing defenseman, Sean Cavanaugh, number 22. Let's see here. Face off neutral zone. It's underway. Vinny Chisanti in to take the draw, wins it. Cozzolino sends it up. More of the injury bug for the Panthers. We will get to those in just a moment. Puck down low in the Tufts zone, around the boards on the near side. Pinch up, nearly a keep for the Panthers. It does come out the center. Skating ahead with this one is a shot that's deflected wide. That went off the stick. It looked like it was number 10, but no sale there. Yeah, it is number 10. Tyler Skoggins. Now the Panthers will give and go to Chuck on the right wing side of Travis Stevens, number 9. His shot goes wide. Rebound to the far side boards, and the Jumbos clear it out the center. Back for it, Brett Denis, number 33. Cross ice pass, David Bellucci from number 42. Bellucci, another one of the Panthers who's not in the game last night. This ball's right on goal, and Nunes has to cover it up. Now last night, there were several Panthers who were scratched. Amongst them, Andrew Neary, number 5, David Lucci, number 42. Braden Quast had to play a defensive role last night. See where he fits into. He might be playing defense again this afternoon. This one flipped up and out the center. And that's what Coach Sinclair alluded to earlier about guys stepping up in unfamiliar spots. A shot goes wide. The net kicked out. Bowen, number 11. Now the Panthers control. Off a wall and getting knocked down. One of those Panthers, Carl Lynch, number 7, puts it on goal and easily gobbled up by Klein. Minute 36, Gavai, first period, no score. Face off in the Panther zone to the left of Stephen Klein and off the draw, controlled by Tufts. The shot goes wide of the net. Rebound to the near side, and here comes Middlebury. Ray Pacini, number 10, though, had it knocked off his stick. Panthers don't regain. Greg Conrad, number 25. Conrad, and across the Jumbo's line. Puts it in front, going after Quest, number 23. Quest puts the hit on in the far side corner to our right. Puck squirts out the center. One-on-one race. And becomes a one-on-two, and Conrad just blows up his man, Nick Flanagan. Around the net it goes, back to the point, holding and shooting is Jordan Haney, number 6. Never gets through, though. A backhand shot also wide. That one off the stick of Pat Lackey, number 14. Puck comes up and out to center. Haney's got it, will send it back in. Klein just sticks it aside. Panthers look to clear and will do so. Quickly sent back in. Klein sets it up behind his own net. Andrew Neary, number 5. From nearby Milton, Massachusetts, just south of Boston. And he passed the puck on the left wing side, sent down. This will be an icing against Middlebury. As they're saying, it was not touched at the red line. 17:15 to go, first period, no score. On the drive up here from the New London area, drove through Milton, Massachusetts to get up here on Interstate 95, actually 93. And now they're saying that it was touching the red line. The faceoff's going to come to center. And so the Panthers are able to get their full line change out there. Here's Jasanti to take the draw against Hal Scroggins. Panthers trying to control instead of bouncing puck swept away by Brian Brown, number 9. Now it's center ice to dump. It's an onside play. Puck passed across, not able to control it. Anthony Farinacci, number 15. On the net. Centering pass out front, never quiet, gets there. And the Panthers come out to center. Intercepted, sent right back to the Panthers zone. Frank Cozzolino's now got it. Cozzolino's pass on up ahead to Mitch Allen, number 26. Allen goes across ice to Brett Dineen, number 33. Retreats in his own end. Now stocks up. Dineen takes a look. We'll, again, try to give you the scratches for Middlebury in a minute. A couple names notably out of the lineup, of course, due to Andreas all the way down. And it will not be an ice. It's Bellucci's back for it. Bellucci setting up behind and gives a pass on the left wing side. Stevens gets this on up ahead from a stretch pass from the area. Stevens on the left wing boards now. Trying to center it out front. Comes all the way back to the point. Neary's got it. Flings a shot towards goal. It's deflected. Rebound. Far side boards. It's a 2-on-2 battle. Untied. Panthers have Bellucci shooting and a save made by Nunes, and he holds on. David Bellucci got that from the top of the right wing circle. Ripped it on goal. And Nunes just able to hold on. 15:56 to go in the first. No score. Middlebury College Hockey to One Credit Union, Panther Radio Network, brought to you by One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street, Regents. Off the draw, Tufts controls. Around the board it goes. Near side now. Quast ties his man up. Puck works free, and Nunes is going to cover this and get a whistle with 15:40 to go in the first. Scratches for Middlebury. Excuse me. Number 2, Brendan Dawson. Number 3, Matt Doherty. 12, Zach Weir. 14, Ethan Cohen. 19, Mark Lyman. 22, Spencer Cage. All out of the lineup this afternoon. Bouncing puck. Trevor Turnbull just had his 6-game point scoring streak snap last night. Couldn't turn it into the zone. Neutral zone playing out of the send-in this time. By number 22, Sean Kavanaugh. Loose puck in the circle. Comes to the point, but not out. A shot towards goal. Blocked down. Another effort. Back to the point. That shot never gets through. There's a big old screen set up in front. But Tufts can't take advantage of it. Now behind the net, Connor Lloyd. Just chipped up and out of the zone. Kavanaugh's got it again. Throws it right back on goal. Padded aside by Stephen Klein. 5:10 gone by. First period. No score. Middlebury and Tufts here at the Malden Valley Forum. Sent into the Tufts zone. On the net now comes out to the point. Neary. Shot. Save made and held on to. .433 to go. First period. No score. Face off to the left of Nick Nunes. Now Cozzolino from the point goes wide. Behind the net, a little wedge up. It becomes a 2-on-2 battle. Third one comes in to help out for Tufts. Still back there. Finally, puck worked free, but then sent back by Tyle Scroggins. Now it works free to the point. Cozzolino, Neary. Neary shot deflected just over the bar. It was tipped and making a wild swing at it, not able to get a piece of it. It was Nunes. This goes all the way down, no icing. It goes over the bar harmlessly. Now the puck in the Middlebury zone. Tough set up to forecheck, gains possession. Shot from the point, never gets through. Rebound, far side boards. Couple spins, and away goes Danny Jacobs, number 39. Now Jacobs behind his own net. Looks out, gives a pass on off to Neary. Andrew Neary, red line, a dump in, gets hit afterwards, but heads to the bench. Moon sets it aside. This one gets flipped up and out to center. Dineen back for it. Martinine fanned on a pass across. Tufts trying to take advantage. Big hit put on, though. And Middlebury does get it out. He's brought back in offside. 13:07 to go, first period. No score, Middlebury and Tufts. It'll be in neutral zone face-off. Off the draw, it's sent forward. Onside play, Camille Tkachuk. Tkachuk gets upended by a couple of Tufts jumbos. The more notable of the hits from Jordan Haney, number 6. However, turned over. Mitch Allen shot and missed, and the rebound goes up and wide. Another shot stick side by Nunes. But Tkachuk is on it in the corner. Camille Tkachuk still with it. Sets back to the point. Now it's Bellucci. The give over to Neen. Shoots through a screen. Deflected. Knocked down. Mountain's got it. Knocked off of his stick, however. The jumbos come out. So I have to go 3-on-2, but the speed wasn't there. So it's chipped in and a line change on. Slipped down. No icing. Is doing a good job that time getting it all the way down. It was Mitch Allen, number 26. Cross ice pass. An onside play for Brown. Brown turns it over, though. The Panthers go the other way. McKee. This is in the zone. McKee. Trying to put out in front. He got rejected. Another attempt out front. Blocked out. Still, McKee doing some work to keep it in. Bond chopping and finally puck comes out to center. 11:49, first period. No score between Middlebury and Tufts. Neutral zone play, slamming on the brakes, trying to get a loose puck, not able to do so that time. It was number 16 of Tufts. They're having a tough time checking out all the numbers on their line chart. And this one sent all the way back down to the Tufts end. We'll get that in a second. Shot, that goes wide. Number 16 is Blake McIntyre. Rebound in the corner. McIntyre tries to get in there and pick up a loose puck tied up with McClellan. The puck comes out in front. That's deflected away and goes back to the Middlebury end. Consolino now on it. Consolino on the dump in. And this one's chopped up and out of play. 10:56 to go in the first. No score. Middlebury and Tufts. Middlebury College Hockey, the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Off the draw, puck down low, and Tufts comes out with it. Chipped off the wall, and now the chase is on. Connell Lynch, number 7, couldn't get to the loose puck. Panthers come away with it just off the skater Trevor Turnbull. Popped up right near us. And now cross ice pass to Connor Lloyd. And Lloyd had to hop right off his stick, but recovering. And sending back that time is number 39, Danny Jacobs. Jacobs has got it. And across the Panther line, leaves it off. Lloyd shot blocked down in front. And now the skate out in the other direction. Guy who blocked that was Cavanaugh. He goes to the bench. Toe drag at the other end. Save made by Klein. The rebound loose. The toe drag there. And that was, McIntyre? No, it wasn't McIntyre. It said the guy shooting the puck. And Haney had the opportunity. And another save and a whistle. 10:01. First period. No score. Middlebury and Tufts. Another NESCAC weekend. This time we're coming to you from the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts. Got a nice crowd filing in here. The only public rink in the NESCAC. The other 9 teams in NESCAC hockey all have their own rinks, their own arenas to play at. Back in the jumbo's end. Around the wall it goes. Dangerous pass diagonally, but the jumbos will get it out the center. Moving ahead with this one is De La Briere. He puts it behind a big hit put on in the corner. Neary was absolutely exploded into that check. Shot blocked down in front. Rebound. Conrad's got it and gets it out to center. And I think De La Barriere got on the wrong end of that hit. Into the Middlebury zone. Back for Dineen. Dineen sends it around the boards on the far side. Consolino chips it off the glass. Bounces right to Mitch Allen. Allen, neutral zone. Pass on off. And an onside play for Tkachuk, who loses an edge. And Jumbo's come the other way. 2-on-3. The move into the zone by Brown. Brown centers out in front, but it's broken up. Rebound comes to the point. A turnaround shot well off the mark by Matt Pugh, number 13. Behind the net, evading some pressure was Dineen. Jasanti comes in to help out. Watched there carefully by the number 12 of Mike Leary. Panthers now have it. Cozzolino. And Cozzolino from the red line dumps in. 8.5 to go in the first period. Now 8:29 with the whistle. As Nunes covers up. No score. Panthers and Jumbos. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. The penalty coming out of all this. It's against the Jumbos. Power play for Middlebury. Time of the penalty, 11:31. Shot, that's off the mark. Behind the play, Leary gets tripped. So that's the power play for Middlebury. Puck comes out of the zone. Middlebury on the season, 13-for-59, 22%. The power play is up to 22nd in the nation. An onside play, Jacobs. Jacobs had it poked off his stick, still trying to get it down. Low and is successful. McClellan comes in to help out. Still Jacobs, now tied up. Conrad comes in as well. To the point, Bellucci trying to hold, but couldn't do so, and sent all the way down. On the penalty kill, the Jumbos, 84.4%, 54-for-64. That's 25th in the nation. And skate up the left wing side. Nice cross-ice pass. Here's Allen. Mitch Allen moves in. Shooting. Same main rebound. Loose in front. Nunes goes and sits down before he covers up. Nunes knew the puck was under him and wisely took a seat and then found the puck. Covers it up. 7:27 to go in the first. No score. 58 seconds on the man advantage. Quickly off the draw. Panthers control. Stevens. Cross ice and now back to Allen. Now to give down low. Back out to the point. Stevens again. Jasanti right wing. Stevens at the point. Left wing circle. Turnbull shot blocked out and slid all the way down. 35 to go on the man advantage. 7 minutes to go now. First period. No score. Middlebury and Tufts. A left wing rush. Jasanti tried to send in. That's cut off and sent right back down to the Panther end. Jasanti back for it. Sends it around for Allen. Mitch Allen. Cross ice pass Neary. On to Jasanti. Panthers quick passing here. Trying to work their way into the tough zone and do. Jasanti trying to go back to Neary. It's intercepted. Neary in a foot race will get the loose puck. Secondary effort. Now here come the Panthers again. Turnbull. Power play is over. Turnbull. Nice move. Shooting. See it. Hit. Might have gotten a piece of it. Nunes. Otherwise, they got the post. Now here come the Jumbos the other way. It's a one-on-one move. A shot deflected wide. Slap pass across is knocked away by Quast. And then this is flipped up and out the center. Gloving it down. Sending a pass across. Cooper Stahl, number 26. Dumped into the Panther zone now. Braden Quast behind his own net. Gives it on off to Mitch Allen. Allen lifts it up and it hits the ceiling. And we get a stoppage of play. 5:54 to go. In the first period, no score. Middlebury and Tufts. Face-off will be to the right of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, Panthers control. Get it up and out to center. A shot from there. Nunes watches it sail wide. The rebound is in the neutral zone again. Dineen. McKee chips it into the zone. Tufts goes back in retreat. Game possession. Start to skate it up. Left wing side for the chip in. Corey Godfrey, number five. He turns it over. Here goes Greg Conrad. Conrad feathers out in front, but Puccini had his stick tied up. Good job that time. And now it's up and out to center. Still battle for it in from the red line. Sent in. Klein sets it up behind the net. 5:10 to go. First period. No score. Middlebury and Tufts. Tufts playing the classic 1-2-2. Almost like a neutral zone trap, just a little bit higher up. Sent up the boards, and there's that neutral zone trap. Jumbos regain possession. Back for it, Neary. Neary gives it on the boards for Bellucci. Bellucci, Neary once more. They give ahead for Allen. This will be icing against the Panthers. As the pass missed the mark and goes all the way down. The first one back that time, Matt Pugh. 4:37 to go in the first, no score. Middlebury College Hockey, the One Great Union Panthers Radio Network. Brought to you by Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, this one comes up and out to center. Onside play, Allen. Allen goes around, tried to put out in front, couldn't do so. And here come the Jumbos the other way. Couple healthy chops there. Puck dumped into the zone, chopping away. It was Danny Jacobs. Now puck tied up in the near corner. It's a two-on-two battle. Still worked over pretty hard. Finally worked out of the corner, and the Panthers trying to clear out the center, but cannot. Then the tie-up. Puck in a lot of footwork here going on right now for both sides. Stick was flying. Picked back up, and puck dumped into the Jumbo zone. 3:42 to go in the first. No score. Middlebury and Tufts here at the Malden Valley Forum. Another stick goes flying. We're starting to see the yard sale variety, although none of these are broken, so just pick it back up and go. Cross ice pass. Another stick on the ice. In is Turnbull. Turnbull in. Turnbull shooting. Save made. And what's the whistle? Whistle is Tufts knocked the net off. It was Nunes trying to get across. 3:22 to go in the first. No score. Faceoff stays in the zone. Tufts cannot make the line change because they knocked the net off. They need Chisanti to take the draw against Tao Scroggins. Panthers control. Stevens behind the net. Tried to center out front, couldn't quite get it there. Still a loose puck to the point. Chisanti turns around, sends it back down low. In the corner, Stevens ties up with his man. Puck works its way free behind, behind the net. And now Middlebury starting to retreat. It's gloved down by Cozzolino in the neutral zone. A bouncing puck that Brown controls. Brian Brown onside across the Panther line. His shot never gets through. Cozzolino around the boards. McClellan spins away from some pressure, but that pressure comes back and takes the puck away. Now Brown trying to center one out in front. Intended, I believe. Couldn't quite tell who that was intended for. Now break the other way. Here goes Stevens. Stevens in. Save made and held on to by Nunes. Stevens tried to deke and go to the backhand, but Nunes stayed with him all the way. 2:27 to go in the first. No score. Face off to the left of Nick Nunes. Controlled by the Jumbos. Up but not out of the zone. McKee on the keep. Second effort does get to the neutral zone. And Tufts the other way. Dumped in behind the net. Middlebury has possession. Pass, missed the mark, all the way out to center. Retreating back into his own end. Trevor Davis, number 24. He turned the puck over on a pass. Panthers come in. Sharp angle shot, but Quast is blocked down. Rebound. The shot by Tkachuk. Deflected. Loose in front. Danny Tighe tying up everybody, but couldn't get a shot on goal. Might have had the initial tip, though. Tufts onside the other way, but Danny Tye comes back and picks up a loose puck. Tye from the red line dumps into the tough zone. Puck put out in front, only one there to skate it away. Ross de la Briere. Onside play. De la Briere is knocked down. Puck goes behind and around the boards. Allen played a funny hop and gets tied up. Allen trying to get in front of the net. So is Jacobs. Is all sorts of tangled. And Mucklin saw it. 1 minute to go here in the first period as of right now. Mitch Allen slams on the brakes. It's a pass to the point. Neary does a good job to keep the puck alive for his team. Throws one in front and hits the side of the net. Rebound behind, and now the Jumbos come out with it. The center ice run under the middle. Shot goes wide. A rebound. Sharp angle. Missed the net as well. A dump in by Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, nope, check this. Retreating is Cooper Staal. Staal tied up behind his own net with 26 to go in the period. Turnover. In front, shots they made. Quast came down the middle, but equal to the task, Nick Nunes again. 22 seconds to go in the first. No score. Face off in the zone to the left of Nick Nunes. Jasanti to take it. And Jasanti will go against that. Looks like it's Mike Leary in his faceoff circle for Tufts. McClellan now to take the draw. McClellan wins it. Cozzolino shot for the point. Save made. Jasanti just couldn't get to the rebound. Long outlet pass. Misses the mark. Catches the glass down the near side boards to our left. Tie up in the corner with 8 to go in the period. And a whistle going to be blown. Penalty call coming up. We got matching minors. Let's see. One guy going to the box. Mike Leary to the box. That's the only one. Leary to the box for a rough. At 1953. So Leary back in. And power play number 2 for the Panthers. Off the draw, Turnbull, Jasanti, Allen trying to get it through. It's blocked down. Pass out in front. Saint made at the buzzer by Nunes, and that's the way the first period will end. Nick Nunes with a big save there at the end of the first period. To keep this game scoreless. As we're getting the announcement, no score at the end of one. Our first intermission coming up right here. It's no score at Middlebury and Tufts. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Stop the madness. The search is over. Crazy Aaron's Thinking Putty is now available at Village Gifts. They have large tins and small tins. They have liquid glass, super oil slick, quicksilver, gelt, super flying neon flash, and so many others. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Ask yourself this question. Do you want to get passed by a team of sled dogs on the trail?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Get the let out. Get on the trail with a new Polaris. It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Della Motorsports. 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $1,700. And up to a 3-year warranty on a new sled. The time has never been better. Stop in and check out the deal. And see the new 2017 Polaris snowmobiles at Della Motorsports. 7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. ShoreMotorsports.net.
People from all over Addison County and Rutland County are making the short drive to Upscale Resale in Brandon, and they're looking forward to seeing you. After a fantastic holiday sale, Upscale Resale had to expand and add another room just to have space for all new items. Stop in and find out why. Check out quality used furniture and accessories at prices that'll fit anyone's needs and budget. You'll find treasures like vintage cast iron trucks, jewelry, silverware, and just about anything but the kitchen sink. At Upscale Resale, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Upscale Resale is just north of Otter Valley High School and just south of Brandon. They're open weekdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5, and closed on Tuesdays. Just look for the flag over their door. If it's flying, they're open. Upscale Resale, Route 7 in Brandon.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts, where it's no score between the Middlebury Panthers and the Tufts Jumbos in a period that Middlebury had a good amount of control in. Much like last night in terms of the zonal pressure, Middlebury had more of it. Stephen Klein, though, unlike last night, not tested as much. In fact, the Panthers had the lion's share of the shots in that period. 15-6, the official shot totals through one period of play. Middlebury with the advantage over Tufts. Had a couple of opportunities. One of them might have nicked the post as well. But in the end, no goals as of yet. There will be, though, carryover power play time of a minute and 54 seconds when the Panthers start the second period against the Tufts Jumbos. But thus far, as it shows on the scoreboard, there have been no goals as of yet. And more importantly, too, Middlebury staying out of the penalty box in that first period. One interesting note when I was doing the research for this game, Tufts has had 8 2-man advantages on the season, and they've scored 6 times. So if you're Middlebury or any opponent of the Tufts Jumbos, just don't get down 2 men, because this team can be lethal. In fact, in the first game these two teams faced each other, Tufts scored twice with a 2-man advantage. So now Middlebury got first-hand experience in that one. Our score after one, there is no score between Middlebury and Tufts. The out-of-town scoreboard, when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker. Start your year off right with a new deal at Denneker Chevrolet. Get a 2017 Cruze for just $192 a month with zero due at signing. A Malibu for $199 a month. An Equinox for $159 a month. A Traverse for $249 a month. Or an Impala for $279 a month. And we like our trucks in the North Country, so Denneker has a 2017 Silverado Double Cab for only $289 a month. We have 16s with finance rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months and rebates up to $3,000. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company in America for 2 years in a row, so take advantage of a great name and let us show you a great deal at Denneker Chevrolet. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Stop by and see our beautiful state-of-the-art dealership in Middlebury. Visit Denneker Chevrolet to start your year and find your Denneker deal on Route 7 South in Middlebury, in Vergennes, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Find new roads. Junior's Downtown. Dine in for lunch from 11 to 2 and experience a little taste of Italy with pastas added to the menu featuring lasagna and chicken parmesan. Junior's Downtown is also offering catering specials on their authentic pasta dishes.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
No score between Middlebury and Tufts after one period of play. This is the Out-of-Town Scoreboard, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Normally, we would give you a NHL update. Can't do so, however, because, oh, they're at the All-Star break. We will give you a little bit of NHL news in just a moment. What we can tell you, end of two periods and NESCAC action. End of two periods, Williams has a 3-1 lead on Connecticut College. Wesleyan against Hamilton. That was a last check. 3-0 Wesleyan, and in fact, it's not been updated. We're trying to get a score on this one. But Wesleyan had the 3-0 lead at the top team, Hamilton Continentals. And we can tell you that it is, as soon as the score comes up on our screens here, it's now 3-2 Wesleyan. It's in the third period, early stages. So Hamilton trying to make the comeback, down by a goal, 3-2. Early third period against Wesleyan. The last score, Trinity at Amherst. They're 1-1 early third period at Amherst. Between those two sides. Women's ice hockey going on as well. Hamilton Middlebury in the third period at Kenyon Arena. That game is tied at 1. Middlebury women's basketball with 2 minutes to go. Down to Hamilton 60-54. And the men's basketball team, it's final score now. The men's basketball team blows out Hamilton 115-82. That game is a final. And the one lone bit of NHL news to tell you about. John Tortorella will not be coaching the Metropolitan Division. Instead, Wayne Gretzky is offered to replace him and will do so at the All-Star Game festivities this weekend in Los Angeles. So Wayne Gretzky, having been a bench boss for the Arizona Coyotes in the past, will step behind the bench to help out, and he will coach the Metropolitan All-Stars. That game, of course, tomorrow afternoon, the 3-on-3 challenges. Gretzky will be the coach of the Metropolitan Division All-Stars, if you will. That has been the Out-of-Town Scoreboard, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. I'm also looking forward to the Gretzky and Lemieux teams of celebrities and past All-Stars. It'll be a fun game to keep an eye on. Current All-Stars, too. It'll be a fun game to keep an eye on. This game here, too, is a fun one to keep an eye on. No score after 20 minutes of play. Again, Middlebury with the large shot advantage in the first period, 15-6. But no goals put in the net as of yet. When we come back, second period action. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Stop the madness. The search is over. Crazy Aaron's Thinking Putty is now available at Village Gifts. They have large tins and small tins. They have liquid glass, super oil slick, quicksilver, gelt, super fly, neon flash, and so many others. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
I'm a smuggler. Welcome to my world. Three kids with diverse sports, field hockey, track, baseball, but winter, that's mom's time. I've trained them well, starting with lessons at 2 years old and week-long full-day camps that have them mastering the mountain. To stay on my own game, I have a training schedule with Smug's Women's Wednesday program. I'm a mom with a plan, with kids that have grown up to rip the steeps of Smug's. Hey kids, Madonna lip line next run. Try to keep up.
You should be a smuggler too. Voted number one as kid-friendly with professional instruction starting as young as 2 years old. Smug's is the most affordable place to learn with the $59 first-timer package that includes two-hour lesson, full-day lift ticket, and equipment. Stay flexible with a season-long lesson pass or private lessons to bring your skills to the next level.
Don't let your kids pass you by. Be a smuggler and tune in at smugs.com.
This weather report is brought to you by Account Temps, matching highly skilled temporary financial professionals with their clients' requirements for over 60 years. Call or visit them at accounttemps.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at the Malden Valley Forum, second period getting set to go. No score between Middlebury and Tufts. Both teams have taken the ice for the start of this second period. Panthers will be going from right to left in the navy blue jerseys. Sox trimmed out in white. Tufts in the white jerseys and Sox trimmed in light blue and maroon going from left to right. Both goaltenders, Nick Nunes and Stephen Klein, take their respective nets. Second period now underway here from the Malden Valley Forum. All the way down, no icing as this is a penalty kill. Panthers have, as of now, another minute 45 to go on the man advantage. Skating ahead to Santi. Jasanti gets it to the blue line, but couldn't dump it in as it was cut off. Sent up and out of the zone. Next to Stephen Klein's cage, just sticks it aside for the Panthers to start their breakout. This is Travis Stevens. Right wing pass, chipped into the zone by Allen, is intercepted and sent all the way back down. So that ends up being a trouble right now for the Panthers. They haven't had much of an opportunity to get the breakout going. Cross ice pass, the little chip in is intercepted, but Turnbull regains. In the zone, centering picks out in front, and the save was made. The rebound is out to center ice. Stevens back for it. Now Turnbull. Turnbull up the left wing boards for Jasanti. Jasanti makes a move at the blue line, and then they're going to call offsides. That doesn't that move. And we get a whistle. 18:54 to go in the second period. 47 seconds to go on the man advantage. No score, Middlebury and Tufts. Of course, next weekend, the Panthers back home take on Wesleyan and Trinity Friday and Saturday night. Friday night's game is at 7 p.m. Saturday afternoon's game at 3. Pre-game show a half hour before. Right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Neary, left wing boards, Conrad. He's onside. Puts it around the goal, getting to it, Jacobs. Jacobs spins away from a check. Behind from McClellan to the point, Neary. Left point, Bellucci couldn't control. Regains, sends down low. Conrad also couldn't control. Now it becomes a two-on-two board battle in the corner. And soon three-on-two with the third Panther jumping in. Conrad trying to work it free. Instead, it comes to McClellan. Put out to the point. Power play about to end. Shot saved. Main rebound is loose. They jam away at it, and the whistle blows. The net coming off. The penalty has expired. Middlebury 0-2. Nick Dunes doing everything he can to keep it that way. No score. 18:05 to go. Second period. Nearly a 1-0 ball game. Well, the hockey game, I should say. It was a puck now ball. Face off in the tough zone. Jimmy McKee to take the draw for the Panthers. And controls it off the faceoff. Back out to the point. Sent down low by Quast, who's playing a point here. McKee chops further. Now McKee, a near corner to our left. In a board battle, it becomes a two-on-two scrum. Here comes some more help. Any more digging going on down there? This would be a rugby scrum. They're still battling away. Bottle flying in that corner, but nobody hitting the ice. Now to the far corner we go. More of a board battle before it comes out to center. Dineen tipped into the zone now by McKee. Defensive change on for the Panthers. Now put out in front. McKee in opportunities off a shin guard. From the point, Neary shot goes wide. Tkachuk puts the shoulder in. Big mash up along the boards. Puck pops free behind the net. Realizing it now, Cooper Stahl tries to spin it around the boards. Does get it, but not out of the zone just yet. Second and third efforts do get out to center. Quickly slugged back in. 16:54 to go. Second period, I should say. No score. Middlebury and Tufts. This now is sent into the zone by Turnbull. Trevor Turnbull with it, left wing circle. Try to put a shot on and does so. And then the whistle's blown. And the faceoff looks like it's going to come out of the zone. 16:38 to go in the second. Nobody's got a goal yet between Middlebury and Tufts. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. Neutral zone faceoff. Jasanti loses the draw to Connell Lynch. Behind the Tufts goal, it goes to dangerous play, but the Jumbos do get it to Luan. Jasanti trying to keep it in there. And it eventually does come out to center. Big old another board scrum going on. Finally, it works free to Andrew Neary. Neary, scratched from yesterday's game, a little dinged up, but back in the lineup, obviously, this afternoon. Onside, Stevens, shot that goes wide. Rebound flutters just along the side of the net before it's slugged up, but not out. Stevens again shooting, same A. Nunes, and he holds on. Hit Nunes a couple of times. That take a little bit of a peek behind her to make sure a puck didn't squirt through. A second shy of 4 minutes gone by here in the second period. No score between Middlebury and Tufts. Face off to the left of Nick Nunes. Panthers control. Bellucci sends down low. He another Panther who was scratched yesterday and in the lineup this afternoon. Travis Stevens trying to win the puck. It goes right to McClellan, who puts one on goal. That's gobbled up by Nick Nunes. 15:47 to go in the second period. No score. And again, we're seeing a continuation of the first period, in which the Panthers had a lot of good zonal pressure on Tufts. Play down low. This is Danny Jacobs. Still trying to get possession. McClellan puts out in front. Score! The Middlebury fans that have made the trip to Malden, exulting. Might have gotten in off a Tufts defenseman, but with 15:30 to go in the second period, Middlebury on the board first. They lead 1-0. We'll see who gets credit for the goal. It just got flung out in front. At 4:30 in the first, all the pressure finally pays off as the Panthers on the board first. Now here come the Jumbos out to center and sent in. McClellan gets it. Jacobs on the lone assist. Into the tough zone again. A wipeout in front. Opportunity for Tkachuk. He couldn't quite tee it up. So McClellan from Jacobs at 4:30. Now in the zone the other way. An opportunity goes astray. The rebound sent up and out to center. And into the tough zone. Jumbo's trying to get out and do so. Now two on one the other way. Sending pass across one. It's saved by Klein. It became a quick two on one moving into the zone. That time was Anthony Farinacci. He sent it up for Brian Brown, but Klein got across and made the blocker save. 14:37 to go in the second. 1-0 Panthers. The goal. McClellan scores it, his second of the season, from Jacobs at 4:30. Puck behind the net. Comes free to the point. Holding it, Kavanaugh. Sends down low, and it goes behind the net. Put out in front, not quite there. Panthers trying to gain control, and the only do. However, Tufts still with it. Sent down low, intended for Scroggins, but he couldn't connect. And now the Panthers come out with it to center. With it, Joey Pacini. Pacini onside, shooting, blocked off. Rebound loose, and now Tufts going the other way. Skin into the zone. No icing on the dump in that time by the number 15, Anthony Farinacci. Now another onside play for Tufts as they regain possession. A slap pass is blocked off. Attempting it was Godfrey. Going the other way is Turnbull. Turnbull nearly got around a fallen defender. The defender was able to smother any kind of chip through. Tufts sends it all the way down for icing. 13:27 to go in the second period. The Mark McClellan goal is giving the Panthers a 1-0 lead. Face off to the right of Nick Nunes. Panthers control. Neary puts in from the point. Blocked off into the corner on the near side to our left. Lloyd sends a Turnbull. Gets taken down and a penalty coming up. Tripping the call. Panthers back to the power play. Time and a penalty. 6:45. Third power play for Middlebury. They're 0-2. Panthers, Jacobs wins the draw out front of a save made by Nukes. To the point, Neary. Cross ice for Bellucci. Slap pass off the mark. Rebound into the near sideboards. Lynch got the call. Now, Lynch got the penalty, I should say, for tripping. And another penalty. And this one's going to go a high sticking call. And it looks like it's going to be against the Panthers. And that will negate minute 34 power play time. As into the penalty box goes Greg Conrad. So time of that penalty, 7-11. We'll play 4-on-4 for a while. back to the left point with it is Jordan Haney. Right side for Kavanaugh. Try to put down low and is successful. Dineen slams on the brakes, goes behind the net and then loses it. Set up Kavanaugh, spins around a shot that's off the mark. Might have been intending to get a pass to Brian Brown. Heavy forecheck right now. A shot that's blocked off and out the center. And the race is on. Could be. No good job by Jordan Haney. Otherwise, it could have been a 2-on-0. Mitch Allen couldn't control a bouncing puck. Tufts had possession. Center ice skated. An onside play. Nick Balboa with it. His shot blocked off to the near side boards. Balboa still with it. Sets up a one-timer. And it's a save made by Klein. Off to Godfrey Blast. Going the other way, the Panthers. Was going to be a 2-on-2, but it's broken up. Now Tufts the other way. This is a 2-on-2 as well. Nice poke check that time by Cozzolito. Gets it out towards the blue line, but sent deeper by Balboa. Quickly the other way, Jasanti. Onside play. Chips into the Tufts zone. In 16 seconds, the Jumbos will have an abbreviated power play. It'll be their first. The skate out of the zone by Balboa. Balboa working on Neary, who neatly takes it off its stick and sends to the corner. Now Neary has to deal with another big boy there, and the number 15 of Anthony Farinacci at 6'3". This one out to center. Glove down, skated in and an onside play. We're shot. Bad save made by Klein. Rebound in the far corner, left wing side. De La Briere sends it back to the point, gets the return pass. Neary on it, sends it off the half boards but not out. Cross ice pass. Trevor Davis' shot knocked aside by Klein. The rebound to the near side boards. Power play over. We're back to full strength for both sides. Tufts 0-for-1. Middlebury 0-for-3 with the man advantage. And this one goes up and out of play. And pretending to jump up on the boards to try to get a little bit of a slam dunk there was Mark McClellan. 10:36 to go in the second. 1-0 Panthers. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. This is Brett Dineen off the draw to Travis Stevens, who sends into the jumbo zone. Stevens goes back after it, almost gained possession in the left wing circle. It's turned over, and now Tufts go the other way. Little chip pass into space. Kavanaugh trying to get onto it. Cut off by Bellucci. Both of them go crashing by the Zamboni door behind the Middlebury net. Dane Jacobs in there pushing along. Puck comes free. Look to come out the center and do. Secondary help. Jacobs onside play. Jacobs drop a pass for Mitch Allen. His left wing circle shot's blocked out. And the Jumbos on the near side board skate out in the other direction. Check put on. Panthers get the turnover. Stevens onside. Stevens cross-ice pass just a little bit behind Allen, who gains possession. Allen tried to give it back to Stevens and gets it to him. Now a mash up along the boards, and here we go. More of a board battle. So they scrap along. 9:38 to go here in the second period. 1-0 Middlebury has the advantage. Courtesy of Mark McClellan's second goal in the season. Big hit put on by Andrew Neary. On the receiving end of it, Tyler Scroggins. Onside, Connor Wood. Gives off Jimmy McKee. McKee dips around, puts it in front, and the net comes off once more. With everybody crashing down low. 9:20 to go. Period number two. 1-0 Panthers. Face-off will be to the right of Nick Nunes. Off the draw, puck comes around the boards. Connor Lloyd puts the shoulder and nearly wins the puck on that. But the Tufts Jumbos look to come out to center. Nice cutoff by McKee, though, before the blue line. And in a bouncer does get to the neutral zone. Neary's got to retreat eventually back into his own end for it. A cross-ice pass, another diagonal. Lloyd's got it, knocked off of his stick. Neary sends it to Turnbull. Feathers a pass ahead to Lloyd, who picks it up onside. Connor Lloyd shooting, same made Nunes, and he holds on. 8:48 to go, period number two, 1-0, Panthers lead. Face-off will be to the left of Nick Nunes. check at game time to take the draw this time for the Panthers, and he wins it clean. Casalito shot save made by Nunes, and he holds on. So it looks like Chai and De La Briere will get to the circle again here. Ty wins it clean again. But then now, that was Conrad, I should say, couldn't put a pass in front. Jumbo's trying to come out to center and do. Conrad had it bounce right over his stick in an onside play now in the zone from McLean-Sauden. His pass off the mark. Puck goes behind the Middlebury cage. Casalito goes and gets it. Casalito tried to pass out in front, deflected around a little bit. Braden Quast comes in to help out. A dangerous pass out front, save made by Klein. And the rebound all the way down. That was set up by Tufts nicely. This will be icing against the Panthers. Excellent setup out in front, but Klein flashes the right leg out. 8:08 to go in the second. 1-0 Panthers. Middlebury College Hockey and One Great Year Panther Radio Network brought to you by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Off the draw, Panthers control. Conrad to center. Intercept now, Jasanti. Jasanti trying to drop one off for Ty, but it's off the mark. Jasanti regains. Andy Jasanti waits for the lane to open to get it to Casalino. Casalino takes a look, sends it on to the right wing side for the flip in by Conrad. Back out come the Jumbos. This one goes all the way down, and it'll be icing against Tufts. And so a face-off all the way down into the Jumbo zone. 7:37 to go in the second. 1-0 Panthers. Face-off to the left of Nick Nunes. And off the tie-up, one forward by Tkachuk and just puts it across the crease. Puck comes out to center. Neary intercepts. Andrew Neary sends into the zone, goes in on the forecheck, staying back as Tkachuk for coverage. Neary then starts to call him off, and eventually Tkachuk moves up into his forechecking responsibilities. Nearly gained the turnover, but moving up and out of the zone that time was Blake McIntyre. McIntyre wanted a high stick call, and Tkachuk none given. A shot from the point, easily padded aside by Klein. Rebound in the left, in the right wing corner, I should say. Tied up on the wall that time is Mike Leary. And finally we get a whistle with 6:55 to go here in the second period. And the Panthers lead 1-0. Our next broadcast on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network of Middlebury College Hockey will be Friday night at 7 p.m. with the pregame at 6:30. Middlebury back at home taking on the Wesleyan Cardinals from Kenyon Arena. You can join us for that game here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Back to the point. Tufts off the draw, controlling in the Panther zone. A shot from the blue line is off the mark. Rebound. Dineen shuffleboarded it off a stick. But Stevens couldn't clear. Dineen once more. Half boards does get it to center. The hit put on. McClellan puts it on Godfrey that time. An onside skate for the Jumbos. Dropped off, but a little out of the reach that time of one of the Jumbos, Nick Flanagan. And Tufts has to regroup in their own, near their own end. Long shot right on goal. Klein covers. And with a white jersey bearing down on him, just holds on to it. 6:13 to go in the second. 1-0 Middlebury. As I look to my left and my right, for about a 400-seat facility. Very good crowd here this afternoon. Off the draw, Casalino's got it behind the net. Sends it up to the neutral zone. Steps right back in. Glove down by Casalino. His pass intercepted. It is Brian Brown. Brown tried to set it up out in front. Couldn't quite get it. Another opportunity. Save made by Klein. The rebound is loose in the left wing side before Casalino sweeps it away. Tough still in possession, though. The stick handle around. A pass is intercepted, but knocked off a stick. Centered out in front. Goes right across the crease. Going in after the loose puck. And trying to send it across the Fountain. Instead, it's intercepted. Sent all the way down. This will be icing against the Panthers. 5:31 to go. Second period. 1-0 Middlebury. And Tufts putting some pressure on these last several minutes. Trevor Turnbull to take the draw. And he will go up against Pat Lackey. And now we've got a whistle. Stephen Klein, and the net knock was off a little bit. They fix it. And then Turnbull gets booted from the circle. In comes Connor Lloyd. Lloyd off his stick off the draw, but the shot deflected. And now Turnbull gets it out to the neutral zone. Sent right back in on goal by Kavanaugh. Panthers with the delayed offside had a chance to break it out of the zone and do. Cozzolino. Right, left wing boards. Lloyd couldn't control. Chisanti on the forecheck. Stepping around. Now Tufts in the zone. That shot wide of the net going into the near side corner. Macklin sawed it. Ross de la Briere tried to get onto a loose puck. Couldn't do so. Panthers to center. A cross-ice pass deflected. And the Jumbos have it once more. This tipped all the way down, so no icing. Back for it is Andrew Neary. Levon off. Pass up the left wing boards. Nice move at the red line. And is Allen in a nice poke check at the other. Allen tried to settle one, though, and couldn't get it in front. Still the battle. Good poke check by Cooper Stahl. Otherwise, Allen had a breakaway coming. Nice check by Brett Dineen to separate player from puck. The player that time was the number 12, Mike Leary. 4:18 to go in the second, 1-0 Panthers. The lone goal thus far is McClellan's second of the season. Out center ice and back into the Panthers zone. Going around the net with it is Leary. Leary trying to center one out front, couldn't get it to anybody in a white jersey. Now with it, Tkachuk. Leaves off Dineen. Dineen with a nice little move. And Lavoie chips it into the zone from the red line. The hit was put on that time. And now here come the Jumbos out the other way. Brown is onside. He's got Farinacci cutting to the net and putting on the brakes in the right wing circle. Back to the point with it now. Trevor Davis. Centering pass out front. Save made by Klein. The rebound is loose. They dig away at it and Klein's got it under him. 3:28 to go in the second period. Stephen Klein keeps this at a 1-0 Middlebury advantage. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care people, Route 7 in Middlebury. It'll be a face-off to the left of Stephen Klein. Ross de la Briere to take the draw for the Jumbos. He'll go against Jimmy McKay. McKay wins it, but the puck comes only to the point before it's sent back in down low by Davis. Davis comes in on a pinch. Conrad bounces it. Actually hits Davis in the helmet. It does come to the neutral zone. Back for it and getting hit for his efforts, Matt Pugh. Still loose along the boards on the near side. Neary's got it. Flings it in from center. Gloved down and left off by Nick Nunes. Puck behind the net. Trevor Davis on it. Davis pestered by Joey Pacini. Cross-ice pass intercept. And McKay's shot, a pad save made by Nunes. Rebound near sideboards. Put out in front, couldn't quite do so. And now the Jumbos do control, get out to center. A bouncing puck corral by Pat Lackey. Lackey centering in front, penalty call coming against the Panthers. Cutting to the net. This probably an interference or a hold. Ross de la Briere was trying to cut to the front of the net. And Jimmy McKay tied him up. Power play number two for Tufts. Holding is going to be the call. They could have called that too. But de la Briere had a step. He definitely had a step on McKay. And so McKay had to haul him down. Off the tie-up, Mitch Allen, one of the forwards out there along with Vinny Gisanti. Back out to the point, Jumbos. They move the puck around a lot on the power play. That's what makes them effective. Back to the point, the hold And now the puck movement starts. And a whistle's going to be blown as the net was off its line. Stephen Klein flings his glove up in frustration. Unlike Kenyon Arena, where the goals are more sturdily anchored in a few other rinks in this league, here at Malden, they're just the regular metal pegs that you would find in everyday rinks. And so that's caused that come off. Behind the net, the Jumbos have it. Brown, and Zeri passes off a couple of sticks and all the way down. And Jasanti in a full-out foot race. And a collision in the corner this time. I think he's tied up down there with Cooper Stahl, number 26. Still tied up. Jasanti lost his stick, but did an excellent job to kill off some time. Onside play, Brown. Brown slams on the brakes. Takes a look, puts it back out. Now the setup. With this one, Scroggins. Now got to the point. It goes right under the stick of Jordan Haney and all the way down. Forward change, or a couple of players change. One of them being Andrew Neary coming off. So defensemen now, Cozzolito and Dineen. The forwards, Jacobs and McClellan. McClellan chops this one up into the netting, and we get a whistle. With 1:17 to go in the second and 41 seconds on the Tufts power play, the Panthers lead 1-0. Be a neutral zone faceoff to come with this. Jacobs to take it against De La Briere. Tufts off to draw, control the puck, and send it around the net. First one on it, and putting on the brakes this time. That's not Cooper Stahl. It's sent out in front and deflected and sent all the way down. Macklin Sonnen had the opportunity. Inside of a minute here in the second. Jumbo skating this up ice. With some urgency, it's Gottfried. Gottfried in across the Panther line. Corey Gottfried still with it. Corey Gottfried still with it before he leaves it off for a drive. That's knocked aside. Gottfried again. Power play is now over. Tufts 0 for 2 on the man advantage. Back out to the point and the intercept. And the send down. Here's a 2-on-1. Allen shooting and a pad save. The rebound just over the bar. Put out in front. Nunes nearly kicked it in. Lifted his foot at the last instant. 16 to go in the period. Brown with the dipping to the shoulder. Goes around the net, tries to throw out in front, a collision out there. Then a puck comes to the neutral zone. Back for it and sending it around Davis. Cross ice pass, onside play for the Jumbos. 2 to go in a period. That shot whistles wide of the cage. And the second period comes to an end. So the Panthers tally the lone goal of the second period. Mark McClellan's second of the season at the 4:30 mark has given Middlebury a 1-0 lead after two periods of play here in this NESCAC tilt at the Malden Valley Forum. Second intermission when we come back. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors in Middlebury is kicking off 2017 with a Start Something New event. Foster Motors has less than 15 2016 models left, and they're making deals until they're all gone. Looking for more adventure in 2017? A new Jeep is the answer. Get huge rebates and discounts on all 2017 Jeeps during January, including Cherokee, Compass, Renegade, and Grand Cherokees. And don't miss the winter special Go Mango Hellcat Challenger. Save almost $4,500 off MSRP this month. Start the year off right in a Ram truck with up to $10,000 off during January. Foster Motors, the only award for excellence dealer in Vermont. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com. That's fostermotors.com. And visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors, we can!
Hi, it's Tom Denneker. Start your year off right with a new deal at Denneker Chevrolet. Get a 2017 Cruze for just $192 a month with zero due at signing. A Malibu for $199 a month. An Equinox for $159 a month. A Traverse for $249 a month. Or an Impala for $279 a month. And we like our trucks in the North Country, so Denneker has a 2017 Silverado Double Cab for only $289 a month. We have 16s with finance rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months and rebates
rebates up to $3,000. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company in America for 2 years in a row, so take advantage of a great name and let us show you a great deal at Denneker Chevrolet. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Stop by and see our beautiful state-of-the-art dealership in Middlebury. Visit Denneker Chevrolet to start your year and find your Denneker deal on Route 7 South in Middlebury, in Vergennes, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're back here at the Malden Valley Forum where the Middlebury Panthers have a 1-0 lead over the Tufts Jumbos after two periods of play. The lone goal came in that second period. It came 4.5 minutes in off of what was one of several corner scrums. The Panthers would strike first.
Play down low. This is Danny Jacobs. Jacobs still trying to get possession. McClellan puts out in front. Score!
The Middlebury fans that have made the trip to Malden exulting. Might have got in off a Tufts defenseman, but with 15:30 to go in the second period, Middlebury on the board first. They lead 1-0. It did indeed go in off of a defenseman. Mark McClellan, second goal of the season. The lone assist to Danny Jacobs. It comes at 4:30. Give Panthers a 1-0 lead. And that's the lead they have after the second period. The shots on goal in the second. For Middlebury, they had 11. It's a two-period total of 26. The ice started to tilt the other way. Middlebury had control of it pretty much the first half of that period, and then Tufts started to get their legs. They had 14 shots on goal in the second period, most of them in the second half of that period. A two-period total of 20 for the Jumbo. So 26-20 Middlebury in the shot advantage after two periods. But our score at the end of two, it's the Middlebury Panthers 1, the Tufts Jumbos 0. When we come back, we'll have your out-of-town scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Ask yourself this question. Do you want to get passed by a team of sled dogs on the trail?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Get the let out. Get on the trail with a new Polaris. It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Della Motorsports. 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $1,700. And up to a 3-year warranty on a new sled. The time has never been better. Stop in and check out the deal. And see the new 2017 Polaris snowmobiles at Della Motorsports. 7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. Motorsports.net.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. Or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at the Baldwin Valley Forum, 1-0 Panthers lead after two periods of play. And this is the out-of-town scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. You cannot get a final score of the Williams Connecticut College game. Williams is up 3-1 in the third period. They have not posted the final yet, but it is final. We do know that. Two other games that have gone final. Wesleyan and Hamilton finish in a 3-3 tie. So Wesleyan had another a big lead, a three-goal lead today after one, and end up losing the point, tying 3-3 with Hamilton. Trinity and Amherst finished in a 1-1 tie. So if you're going on the thought that Williams held on to beat Connecticut College, what that would do for the standings is, as we look at the standings in the NESCAC, Connecticut College will stay at 6 points. Bowdoin didn't play today, they are at 8. Tufts right now at 11 points. Wesleyan gets a point. They're up to 14. Trinity gets a point. They're up to 15. Colby's at 15. They didn't play today. Amherst is up to 15. They got a point. Williams got a point. They're up to 6. Got 2 points. They'd be up to 17. Hamilton got a point, 16. So if Williams won, they will take sole possession of first place with 17 points. Middlebury at 2 points in the meantime coming into this one. And we could tell you that with, after this game, 6 to go, they can not get any of the top four. Hamilton, Williams, Amherst, and Colby all mathematically will almost be out of reach. Hamilton and Williams, I believe, will be, depending on the result here this afternoon. But here, Middlebury leads 1-0 over Tufts after two periods of play. That has been the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. One other score we're going to look up before we take it to break, and that's on the women's side, in which Hamilton defeated Middlebury in women's basketball 68-62. And in women's hockey, Hamilton defeated Middlebury 2-1. So Hamilton sweeps Middlebury in the weekend in women's hockey. Those are all final scores now. It's only thing left to do here is determine a outcome in this one. Middlebury leads Tufts 1-0. after two periods of play. There will be no carryover power play time. So the 5-on-5 action as we get started in the third period of play. Middlebury on the Mark McClellan goal have a 1-0 lead over the Tufts Jumbos. Third period action when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors in Middlebury is kicking off 2017 with a Start Something New event. Foster Motors has less than 15 2016 models left, and they're making deals until they're all gone. Looking for more adventure in 2017? A new Jeep is the answer. Get huge rebates and discounts on all 2017 Jeeps during January, including Cherokee, Compass, Renegade, and Grand Cherokees. And don't miss the winter special Go Mango Hellcat Challenger. Save almost $4,500 off MSRP this month. Start the year off right in a Ram truck with up to $10,000 off during January. Foster Motors, the only award for excellence dealer in Vermont. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com. That's fostermotors.com. And visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we go!
Hi, it's Tom Denneker. Start your year off right with a new deal at Denneker Chevrolet. Get a 2017 Cruze for just $192 a month with zero due at signing. A Malibu for $199 a month. An Equinox for $159 a month. A Traverse for $249 a month. Or an Impala for $279 a month. And we like our trucks in the North Country, so Denneker has a 2017 Silverado Double Cab for only $289 a month. We have 16s with finance rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months and rebates up to $3,000. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company in America for 2 years in a row, so take advantage of a great name and let us show you a great deal at Denneker Chevrolet. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Stop by and see our beautiful state-of-the-art dealership in Middlebury. Visit Denneker Chevrolet to start your year and find your Denneker deal on Route 7 South in Middlebury, in Vergennes, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Malden Valley Forum, both teams have now taken to the ice for the start of the third period. 1-0, Middlebury leads Tufts. No carryover power play time. The Jumbos in their white jerseys, trimmed in light blue and maroon, will be going from right to left. Middlebury, and by the way, with Tufts in stylized font diagonally across their jerseys. The word Tufts. Middlebury with the Block M on their jerseys. Navy blue trimmed in white. Going from left to right to start the third period of play. Nick Noon's in the goal to our right. Stephen Klein in the goal to our left. 20 more minutes of hockey to see if we have a winner in this game. Soft control. It could be 25 if we go to overtime. Grabbed by Nunes and he holds on. 8 seconds into the third period. Face off to the left of Nick Nunes. And it's Asante to take the draw. And it's controlled off the draw. Ross de la Riera, he's opposite number 18. Won the face off and now has it. Then dumps it in from the red line. Behind the Panther net. Middlebury trying to come out with it. De La Riera puts the hit on. Turnbull spins it around to Jasanti. Jasanti retreats to his own end. Gives behind the net. Middlebury looking to set things up here. Frank Cozzolito looking at his options of where to pass it to. Steps out. Sends it on to the right wing side. Jasanti back for Cozzolito, who sends it up the boards. Panthers have been having a heck of a time getting it to the red line right now. But have some open space here. Neary, the chip in by Tkachuk. Line change on for the Panthers. 1 minute gone by, third period, 1-0 Middlebury. The intercept by McClellan, who's got the lone goal this afternoon. Dumps it into the corner. Puck put around the boards. That time, Tyler Scroggins Tufts trying to come out the center. They do get it there. Now Brown's got it. Onside play. Brown shooting, easily gloved and held on to by Stephen Klein. 1:17 gone by here in the third. 1-0 Middlebury. Face-off will be to the left of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, Panthers control. Looking to break out of their zone. Pass is deflected and out to center ice. Slug right back into the zone by Mike Leary. Knocked down, Panthers starting to come out with it. Nice little move by Jacobs. Gets a pass off Stevens. Stevens in, same main, the rebound. Kicked all the way out to center. Coming down, that was an inside pad shot. McClellan was coming down the left wing side, but that rebound went flying off a pad so hard that it went right by McClellan and out to center. Now it's a pitchfork back into the Panthers zone. Back into the Tufts zone, I should say. Trevor Davis now on it. Gets up to center, and that's as far as it goes. Lloyd, cross-ice pass, the dump in by Neary. Back behind the Jumbo's cage, Turnbull gets to it first, but then loses possession of the puck. 17:47, third period, 1-0 Panthers. Left wing side attack for Balboa. Nick Balboa had it knocked off his stick by Braden Quest, who goes around the boards on the far side. The skate out by Lloyd sends all the way down. The icing, however, against the Panthers. And so face off all the way in the Middlebury zone with 17:33 to go in the third. Middlebury leads 1-0. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein again. Controlled by the Jumbos. With it, shot by Kavanaugh. Save made by Klein in front. Rebound loose. A tie-up. Puck put around the net. Now trying to control Nick Flanagan. Sent down low again. Flanagan takes a peek to see where he wants to pass it. Backs it back down low. Flanagan's got it back again. Works it to the point. Jordan Haney with it. Haney through a screen but never gets on goal. Panthers come out. Could be a 3-on-2. They decide to chip it in and go for a change. Lone forechecker is tied. Puck along the near side, boys. Down to center. Right back in. Deflected. Now here come the Jumbos. Onside play. Scroggins puts one on goal and a save made by Klein. Tricky little shot by Tyler Scroggins, but Klein was able to squeeze it. 16:43 to go in the third. 1-0 Middlebury. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, a clean win by Jasanti that time, but a little bit of a forecheck creates a turnover. Brown puts it across, nobody home. Scroggins after it. Scroggins loses an edge. And both referees realize and don't put an arm up. Shot save made by Klein. He fought through a screen to get it. Another one, a rising shot that goes over the bar. Tufts putting on some pressure here in the third. Klein trying to gather it in, couldn't do so. Hugs the post. Centering pass across, and Scroggins couldn't get a stick on it. All this in the Middlebury zone. A bouncer is sent back out and all the way down. No icing. That's Tufts is the one to put it out there. Line change on for the Panthers. 4 minutes gone by, third period. 1-0 Middlebury. A skate ahead for Brown. Onside, he's alone. Gets hit on. A penalty call coming up. Tripping is going to be the call. Brown tried to dance around a Bellucci check. And Bellucci got his legs. And the arm went up from our referee Cutler, tripping. Time and a penalty, 4:08. Timeout, Tufts. So Tufts taking their timeout right now here at 4:08 of the third. Gives us a chance once again to let you guys know. Middlebury, they've had their stickers on their helmets now starting this weekend in honor of Cat Ballou, number 20, class of 78, involved in an accident involving an automobile recently. Found himself in the hospital, recovering, and Of course, played for Middlebury College, wore the number 20 for the Panthers back in the 70s. One of his former teammates came in and spoke with the team last weekend. And so all the players on their helmets have a sticker that says Cat 20 on it. It is on the front of their helmets, the navy blue helmets they wear, a white sticker and a navy blue Cat 20, with the 20 underneath the cat. So Kapaloo being honored by the Panthers the rest of this season. Off the face off, the music finally stops and sent all the way down. This is going to go on goal. Belucci gets the tripping penalty. And 408. So it's number, power play number three for Tufts. An onside skate into the zone, peeling away from pressure, trying to put it out in front. Scroggins, he gets to Brown. His shot blocked into the netting. And the Panther bench and fans here applaud the effort. 15:23 to go in the third. A minute 31 on the power play for Tufts. Middlebury leads 1-0. Scroggins to take the draw against Tkachuk. Scroggins wins it back to the point. Brown sends down low. Brown now backs up to man the point yet again. Spin around by Farinacci. Back to point. Brown couldn't control. Gets sent all the way to the jumbo's end. Brown back for it. Goes around and drops a pass off for Cooper Stahl. Right wing side. Brown again. Sends one into the zone. This will, no icing on this one. I heard an icing call, but then it was waved down. And the slot, a shot, save made. A stick exploded that time. Taking the shot was Anthony Farinacci, and had his stick just explode on him. So Klein sticked it into the netting. 14:48 to go in the third. 57 seconds on the power play. 1-0 Panthers. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. And off the draw, Tufts controls. Right wing side, not able to handle it initially. Mecklen sought it. Near corner now, Ross Deliberiere. Deliberiere still with it and knocked off his stick. Pat Lackey goes in the corner. He's got it, goes behind the net now. Lackey still with it. Sends back to the point. A wrist shot by Godfrey. Never gets there. Another shot in the same aid by Klein, and he holds on. 14:18 to go in the third. 1-0 Panthers. Middlebury College Hockey to One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. 8-0 to the left of Stephen Klein. Anthony Farinacci to take the draw against Jacobs. Farinacci wins it to the point for a shot. That's blocked down. Still loose. And then knocked off a shin guard. Tufts still in control. Farinacci had to go around the boards. And it comes out to center. Foot race is on. Having to hustle back Cooper Stahl. Stahl worked over by McClellan. They go in behind the Tufts net. Stahl wanted a penalty. None given. Now a cross-ice pass, an onside play for the Jumbos. Drop pass nicely intercepted by McClellan. When it chopped off of his stick, that time by Farinacci. This one off the half boards and out the center. Power play is over. Jumbos 0-3 with the man advantage. On the near side boards, it's Brian Brown. Brown steps in over the Panther line, leaves off. A centering pass goes across. No one home. Picking up the loose puck, Leary. Trying to put out in front. Couldn't quite get it there. Behind the net, Cozzolino. Spins away from some pressure. Sends a pass on up that Jacobs has to put back behind his own net. Andrew Neary now on it. Neary put back. It's Cozzolino. Right wing boards, Travis Stevens. Getting it up the near side as the Panthers go from left to right here in the third. 7 minutes gone by. Third period. They're going to call icing on this. And a faceoff will go all the way down. And now Neil Sinclair looking like he's going to call a timeout. And that's indeed the case. Timeout Panthers. And And has something to say for the referee Cutler afterwards. So timeout Panthers. Both teams have used their timeout. 12:58 to go here in the third. 1-0 Middlebury. Middlebury College Hockey on a One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Our professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. Lathrop Forest Products, South Street in Bristol. 12:58, third period, 1-0 Middlebury. The lone goal, Mark McClellan's second goal of the season, and Danny Jacobs at 4:30 of the second period. Each team has committed three minor penalties. Tufts the first three, Middlebury the last three. Neither team has scored with the man advantage, as both are 0-for-3. Two full power plays and an abbreviated one on each side. Connell Lynch to take the draw for Tufts against Vinny Gesanti. Lynch wins it. Now from the left wing circle, a shot goes wide. Rebound down low. Puck chopped off a stick. Cozzolino's got it. Now it's Neary. Andrew Neary gives on off for Travis Stevens. Stevens gains the red line, chips in, goes after the puck. Stevens in a collision with Lynch behind the net, still makes the play. Down low up. Coming in, Connor Lloyd to help out. Lloyd had it lifted off of his stick, and now the puck's out to center ice. Skating in with this one, an onside player trying to slip through. Flanagan knocked off of his stick in the corner, and still battling around for it. Now comes out to the right wing circle, shot, and it goes wide. I don't think Klein saw it through a screen. Rebound, Lucen comes out to center. Trevor Turnbull with it. Turnbull flips in, it hits the ceiling. Just nicked the ceiling as he was dumping it in. And the Panthers not quite used to the low ceilings here at Malden Valley Forum. The other arenas have a higher ceiling, if you will. Then Tufts, the only team in the NESCAC to play in a public rink, which is where we are, the Malden Valley Forum. UDD pass Bellucci off this draw. A chip into the zone this time by Tkachuk. Down low, puck sent around the boards. Tkachuk gets there first. Turnaround shot, save made by Nunes. Rebound behind. Healthy chop put on, and it looked like that was Mitch Allen that did so and did enough to get it out to center, and the Panthers regain. Allen, the give on off. I think Jacobs thought Allen was continuing his skate down the right wing side, and he wasn't there. Allen had taken a different position. 11:20, third period, 1-0 Panthers. Bellucci, cross ice for Jacobs. Jacobs knocked off of his stick. Bellucci had to slide right through his legs. In on the forecheck is Farinacci. This one again hits the ceiling, and another stoppage of play with 11:03 to go, third period, 1-0 Panthers. Again, both teams have used their timeout here in this third period, so one strategically setting up a power play, the other one to help out with an icing call. Tufts in the zone, Farinacci with it, leaves it off, a centering pass. Good job by Klein to break up that pass, and now Stevens goes the other way at a two-on-two. Dumps into the Tufts zone. First one in after it for Sean Cavanaugh. Spun around Tyler Scroggins. Off the half boards and out to center. A bouncing puck that Neary finally corrals. A cross-ice pass finding Braden Quest. Quest onside just chips it into the zone. And now the send back out. Neary there to make sure an attack doesn't occur. Then gets it behind his own net. Andrew Neary takes a look. Right wing side, Braden Quest. He gets upended, makes a play to Greg Conrad, who sends in. Conrad nearly intercepts the pass. Back out to the Middlebury end, no icing. Midway through the third period, 1-0 Panthers. Conrad chips into the zone and goes after it. First one back for it, however, is Matt Pugh. Sends around the boards out to center. Sticking it down, moving it ahead, Ross Delivriere. De La Barriere goes around the net, puts out in front that Klein reads and covers. 9:41 to go, third period. The theme music for Stone Cold Steve Austin comes on in the background. But no bald-headed roughneck heading through the doors here. Middlebury leads 1-0. Not that I'm a wrestling fan or anything. Off the tie-up, Tufts wins the draw. Back out at the point. The pass off by Pugh. Jumbo's trying to work it out in front. Right now, relegated to the board battles. Around the net it goes, and now picking it up for Middlebury and sending it out Mitch Allen. Just off the stick of Danny Jacobs, center ice play. A turnaround pass, and ahead goes De La Barriere. Onside shooting, and an easy glove save by Clyde. Snaps out the glove and snags a puck. Getting a whistle at 9:13 to go in the third period. 1-0 Middlebury. Faceoff will be in the Panther zone to the left of Stephen Klein. Danny Jacobs to take the draw against Connell Lynch. And Lynch wins the draw. Flanagan around. Center nine in front. Maybe getting a piece of it was Klein. Rebound to the point. Not out. Save made by Klein. Off the point shot that time from Cooper Stahl. In front, and Klein another glove save. This one off the stick of David Lackner, number 33. He was trying to go top corner, and Klein got the glove on it. 8:57 to go in the third. 1-0 Panthers. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. Controlled and sent down low. In the corner, Connell Lynch. Lynch goes behind the net to Flanagan. Flanagan tried to stuff it out in front, couldn't quite get it there. Loose puck controlled by Middlebury. Half boards and out to center. Coming down to Stevens. Stevens onside, left wing side. Stevens around the net. Travis Stevens with it. Thought about going to the point, instead sends down low. Rather keep the puck deep. Up the boards. Stepping up, trying to keep it in class. He's kept in, but by Stevens. A rolling puck comes out to center now. Moving ahead with it, Flanagan. Left wing boards and an onside play. Toe drag and a shot is deflected into the netting. The toe drag by Scroggins. 8:07 to go, third period, 1-0 Panthers. Middlebury Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Off the draw, a turnaround pass by Farinacci misses the mark. Getting on to it is Brown. Brian Brown spins out of some pressure on the right wing side. Brown tries to throw it in front. That deflected will stay in the zone as it goes out of play. With 7:52 to go here in the third period, 1-0 Middlebury. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. One by Scroggins, and his pass to Brown was intercepted momentarily. Behind the net, around the boards it goes. Shoveled up the boards, but not out by Allen. A bouncing puck in the zone, and now the Panthers will clear the center. Most of the action has been the Panther end here in this third period, but they've done a good job. 7.5 to go in the third. It's still 1-0 Middlebury. Stick goes flying. It belongs to a Jumbo. Back out towards the Middlebury, and Neary sends it up the boards. Jacobs in onside, 2-on-2, with some trailing defensive help. Jacobs had it chopped off of his stick. Puck comes up and deflected into the Tufts bench, and we get a whistle. With 7:10 to go in the third period, 1-0 Middlebury. Offensive zone face-off for the Panthers. It'll be to the right of goaltender Nick Nunes. Off the draw, Panthers win a clean. Bellucci shooting. Nunes goes up and gloves it and gets a whistle with 7:06 to go in the third. Face off now to the left of Nick Nunes. Danny Jacobs will go in to take the draw against De La Barriere. Jacobs wins it. A shot, angle shot never gets through, though. Rebound loose, and the Jumbos have it. Send out to center. Goes all the way to the Panther end now. Back for it, Brent Dineen. Dineen slowed up on him right in the corner. There's been a lot of board battles, so might have hit some snow down there. Here comes another one. Delivier, big hit put on. Penalty call coming up against Middlebury. Put out in front. Dineen gets the touch on, and here's the penalty. Boarding the call, Dineen to the penalty box. Tufts to their fourth power play. They're 0 for 3. Time of the penalty, 13:25. Now getting kicked out of the circle is Farinacci. In goes Scroggins. Off the tie-up, Tufts controls. A shot from the point. Save made by Klein, and he holds. Coming down the middle for the rebound was Sean Kavanaugh, but Klein was able to get to it before that shot from Cooper Stahl was gathered. Farinacci back in the circle to take the draw. This one is one forward by Braden Quast. Now, if you remember, Quast this season has taken a lot of crucial draws. Been out for a little while from injury, but now back, his second game back, and in there taking an important draw. Tufts has it in the Middlebury zone. Brown's got it left wing point. Now a shot for the point, deflected wide. Rebound Brown to the point for Stahl. Cross ice, and the whistle blown. Faceoff's going to come out of the zone. As the one of the Tufts players, I do believe it was Kavanaugh, interfered with Klein. Bumped into him as Klein was trying to get set. Referee blows the whistle and sends it out to center ice. Or sends it out to the neutral zone, I should say. Danny Jacobs now in to take the draw. Tufts controls. With it, Brown. Give by, to Kavanaugh, I should say. Puts it in the zone. Klein shuffles it back along the boards. Brown takes it. The return pass for him. He gathers left wing side. Sent down low. Found actually out in front. Save made by Klein. Just left the pad out on the right post for him. That right leg. Now Farinacci's shot blocked down by a stickless Dineen, and it's sent all the way down. 50 on the power play. 5:23 and counting. Third period. Onside play. Right wing side. Shot is up into the netting. Off the shot from Pat Lackey. 5:17 to go in the third. 42 seconds on the power play. 1-0 Middlebury. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. Off the tie, McClellan in the faceoff circle this time. Back out to the point for Tufts. Trying to work one in front. It just goes skirting across the slot. Nobody home. Near side boards. Allen trying to win the board battle. Now peels off as Tufts has possession. The point, it's Jordan Haney. His shot blocked out in front. A rebound is loose and sent all the way out. And down into the jumbo end. 15 on the power play. 4:48 now and counting third period. 1-0 Panthers. Moving ahead in an onside play. Delivriere. His pass intercepted and sent all the way down by McClellan. That'll kill off the power play. Tufts 0-4 with the man advantage. Cross ice pass and an onside play for Balboa. Puts one through and the same aim by Klein, deflecting it into the netting. 4:21 to go in the third. 1-0 Middlebury. Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Dedeker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DedekerChevrolet.com. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, big old scrum in that circle. Control put out in front and it's rejected right back behind the net. Flanagan going after loose puck. Sends it back to the point. Doesn't come out his own good keep that time. Down low. Panthers get possession. Bouncer to the half boards. Not out of the zone, though. Falling backwards and making the play, Matt Pugh. Well, this does come out all the way down. Icing against the Panthers. 3:55 to go, third period. 1-0 Middlebury. The lone goal, Mark McClellan's second goal of the season from Danny Jacobs at 4:30 of the second period. Off the draw, a battle for it again in the circle. Jumbo's trying to gain possession. And they do. Fardacci puts it front and knocked down. Might have been saved by Klein. Stevens out to center. Chips it into the tough zone. Line change on for the Panthers. Stevens, the only one that stayed out there from that faceoff. Goes in, takes off some time. 3.5 to go, third period. 1-0 Middlebury. Center ice in the Panthers control. This is Neary. Is on off to the left wing side for the dump in by Jacobs. Behind the net, set up by Nunes. Puck put around the boards on the near side. Cut off by Allen. Allen tries to work his way around behind the net. It's Tkachuk now. Tkachuk had it knocked off of his stick. Here goes Corey Gottfried. Gottfried across his own blue line. Got to put a pass across. It's knocked down twice by Allen. The third one gets into the Panthers zone. Slammed around the boards and out. And no icing because Tufts had to make sure they didn't touch it and get too many men. But that negated the icing in the process. 2:46, third period. 1-0 Panthers. Onside rush De La Briere. He's hit hard by Bellucci. In the, behind the net. Puck comes around the boards now. Panthers trying to clear the zone but can't just yet. Far side boards. Neary steps up. Can't get to the loose puck but puts the hit on. Centering pass out in front, deflected away by Allen. To the point, sent down low by Haney. De La Briere tried to send out in front, couldn't quite get it there. Does eventually, and just flipped up and out to center. Back at center ice, Haney. De La Briere back for Haney. He couldn't quite control. De La Briere's got it again. Across corner dump in. He comes off for a change. 2 minutes to go, third period. 1-0 Panthers. Center ice play, and a whistle's going to be blown. Played with a high stick by the Panthers, so the faceoff all the way in the Middlebury end with 1:51 to go in the third. Both teams have used their timeout, so nobody can call one from here on out. Faceoff to the right of Stephen Klein. Tyler Scroggins to take the draw against Vinny Gesanti. And now we'll get a whistle, and Scroggins, or one of the Tufts players, encroached, so Scroggins will get the boot from the circle. In will go Anthony Farinacci to the duel against Gesanti. Off the draw, this gets out to center. Back for it is Pugh. The send back into the Panthers zone. Near side boards, Scroggins. Scroggins now leaves off. Empty net now and the goal to our right. Six attackers on for Tufts. A turnaround shot misses the mark. Behind the net. Balboa puts out in front. Sot goes just wide. Rebound in the corner. Farinacci tied up there. Couple Panthers coming to help out. Cozzolino trying to kick to freeze it. Goes behind the net. Out in front and a shot goes wide. Rebound controlled by Middlebury out to center. Glove down, sent back in. Everybody touches up for Tufts. Panthers get it out to center and chip it all the way down. 1 minute to go, third period. 1-0 Panthers. The skate up this time by Stahl. Stahl runs into some resistance at the red line. Tufts can't get it over the blue line just yet. Big old scrum right in front of the Middlebury bench. Sent back to the Tufts zone. 40 seconds to go, third period, 1-0 Panthers. Puck loose in the Tufts zone. Spinning around with this one, the skate up, Ross De La Briere. Sends on to the left wing side, Corey Gottfried on a dump in. Onside play here, Neary around the boards on the far side. It's a big old tie up with 20 seconds to go. Work free to a point for a drive and a save made by Klein. Got the shoulder up. Rebound to the point, but not out. Godfrey shot. Pant save made by Klein. 10 seconds to go in the third. A turnaround shot. Diving. Everybody just scrambling. Desperately defending. Buck still loose in the corner. The tie-up in front. It goes around. And Middlebury wins 1-0. Stephen Klein gets the shutout. His first shutout since January 29th of last season against Connecticut College. For Klein, it's career shutout number 7, and Middlebury wins 1-0. An excellent game by both teams. Tufts controlled the second half of the game. One goal was all it took, and both teams shake hands at the end of it. Our final score, Middlebury 1, Tufts 0. Back with the post game in a moment. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
People are always asking the Lumina Estheticians this question. How many times a year should I have skincare treatment? The answer is a minimum of 4. That's why you can now purchase one of 2 Year of Great Skin packages. One package includes a combination of express derms or chemical peels along with LED light treatment for only $375. Or choose the step-up package that includes a full VI peel for just $525, saving you $225. These plans must be used within this calendar year. The Year of Great Skin package is now at Lumina in South Burlington.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7. South in Middlebury.
Stop the madness. The search is over. Crazy Aaron's Thinking Putty is now available at Village Gifts. They have large tins and small tins. They have liquid glass, super oil slick, quicksilver, gelt, super flying neon flash, and so many others. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Final score here from the Malden Valley Forum. Middlebury defeats Tufts 1-0. In what was just an exhilarating game all the way around, especially that third period. The lone goal of the game came in the second period at the 4:30 mark off a corner board battle. Mark McClellan would put the Panthers on the board.
Play down low. This is Danny Jacobs. Jacobs still trying to get possession. McClellan puts out in front. Score!
The Middlebury fans that have made the trip to Malvern, exulting. Might have got in off a Tufts defenseman, but with 15:30 to go in the second period, Middlebury on the board first. They lead 1-0. Mark McClellan's second goal of the season. Danny Jacobs, the lone assist at 4:30, and that would be the lone goal of the game. In the third period, shots on goal, Tufts had 21, a game total of 41, and for Middlebury, 4, a game total of 30. All that doesn't matter. The one thing that matters is the final in the score department. Middlebury 1 and Tufts nothing. When we come back, the stars of the game, and we'll get you set up for next weekend. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Our final score here once again from the Malden Valley Forum, 1-0. Middlebury defeats the Tufts Jumbos. These are the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our third star of the game from the Panthers, Mark McClellan, getting his second goal of the season. He gets our number three star. But when the goaltenders played like they did here this afternoon, you know who the top two are going to be. Nick Nunes, the number two star, turning aside 29 out of 30 Middlebury shots. The one goal that beat him was deflected in by his own teammate, off his own teammate's legs. Can't fault him for that. He played well. He's the number two star. But far and away, the number one star, Stephen Klein, 41 saves, his seventh career shutout, his first and Middlebury's first, as we said, since a year ago tomorrow, January 29th, 2016, when Klein shut out Connecticut College 1-0 at Kenyon Arena. That was an overtime win for Stephen Klein. Klein gets the shutout here, number seven in his career. And that performance, by the way, for Klein, it's his fifth game this season in which he has made at least 40 saves in a contest. So Stephen Klein gets our number one star of the game. Those are the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Well, our next Middlebury broadcast will come up on Friday night from Kenyon Arena in Middlebury when the Panthers return home. It's a three-game homestand, three-game home stretch, if you will. Their last three home games of the regular season. First into town, the Wesleyan Cardinals. It's a 7 p.m. faceoff. Our pregame on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network will be at 6:30 p.m. as the Middlebury Panthers take on the Wesleyan Cardinals. With the win, Middlebury now at 4 points, 2-10 in conference. They now, everybody's even in games. Middlebury at 2-10. The team they need to catch is Bowdoin. Bowdoin at 4-8. Connecticut College, we don't have an updated score, but if they had lost, Connecticut College is at 6 points. So it's a three-team battle for the last playoff spot, still within reach. They're 4 points behind with six games to go. Still some work to be done and some difficult opponents up ahead for the Panthers. Next up is Wesleyan. That will be Friday night at 7 p.m. And, of course, as we just said, the pregame at 6:30 here on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Jim Tighe, as always, doing a great job back in the studio. Thank you very much to Jim, and thank you very much to you, the fans, for listening to this presentation of Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. My name is Brett Luthner. Once again, our final score from the Malden Valley Forum, it's the Middlebury Panthers 1 and the Tufts Jumbos nothing. Until Friday night, we say good night from Malden, Massachusetts.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury. Your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage in life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet. Route 7 South Middlebury and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WBTK and more information, visit 921WBTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WBTK.